So it's Thursday, and that could really mean only one thing.
Beer. Yeah, and more beer.
Woo! And then, subsequently a review shortly thereafter.
Yeah, yeah. But mostly about the beer.
Yeah, well, solely about the beer.
Yes.
So anyway.
Totally.
This is Beer Geek Radio. My name is Brad. I'll be your host for the duration of the show.
And this is Steven. I'll be your co-host for however long I want to be.
And this is Chris. I'll throw in words here and there.
It's perfect. You're catching on quickly, my friend.
So today's beer for the Thursday beer review is
New Belgium's Lips of Faith series Cascara Quad.
And the bottle is a 22 ounce with a lot of fancy artwork. It's actually a pretty interesting looking bottle. I'd pick it out like with my eyes just solely based on the painting on it.
Yeah, there's some designs on it, and then randomly in the middle of the bottle looks like a whole line of llamas.
So before we get too far into it, Chris, do you really want to take a minute just to explain why you picked the beer? What kind of drove you to grab
sure.
this one?
Absolutely. When I saw the beer sitting on the shelf, the very first thing I saw was Quad. I'm a fan of quads, and I saw it was brewed with date, and I'm a fan of going on dates. And then it said it was also brewed with coffee and cherries added. But then I looked closer and it didn't say coffee and cherries. It said coffee cherries. And I did some research and I found out that the coffee plant actually has berries on it that are called coffee cherries. So go figure.
That's crazy. I didn't
yeah, it's not like a cherry that tastes also like coffee. Yeah. Like yeah. There's a general consensus out there that when you read reviews on this, I think you actually did
I
this.
Did. I looked up some reviews on Beer Advocate, and there were several that I saw that said that the people said they could taste the cherry in the beer and the roasted coffee in the beer, and you're probably not supposed to. I did a little bit of research on coffee cherries when I found out what they actually were. And apparently the texture of a coffee cherry is very similar to that of the membrane on a green pepper, like a green bell pepper. And then when you bite into it, the predominant mixture of flavors you get are watermelon, rose water, and hibiscus. So
that
this is basically
amazing.
A Belgian quad brewed with dates and hibiscus watermelon.
Yeah, it's called a cherry, but it's not really a cherry. It's not like another version of
right.
cherry.
So essentially what you're telling me is that none of that is like cherries and none of that's like coffee.
Exactly.
Okay. That's because I read coffee cherries, and as a coffee beer lover, that's why I would pick it out. But I also did some research and know that coffee cherries are not what they seem or what the name would imply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that honestly could twist people around, understandably. So, as we talked about the bottle, it has a lot of fancy artwork on it, as the Lips of Faith series typically does. It is a 22-ounce bottle, typical New Belgium red cap on it. What's the ABV on this one?
I think we're looking at about 10. Is that what it says, Steven? It was facing yep. toward you, 10.
Most of them are in that neighborhood. The Lips of Faith series has been real hit or miss for me, but there have been some very solid beers out of there. Obviously, the Super IPA collab with Alpine was phenomenal. And I don't even need to say any more about Coca Mole.
Yeah.
Coca Mole was freaking
I'm so
incredible.
Pissed off I wasn't part of this when you guys did that.
Well, you we actually be. Never reviewed Coca Mole on the
did.
Show.
Oh, okay.
It's just one of the beers we had last
oh,
year that
yeah.
was actually
gotcha.
Just one of our favorites. If it makes you feel better, I have one bottle left.
Ooh.
Real quick, let's get to the pour and see kind of like give you guys an idea of what the beer looks like as it
right.
pours.
The color.
It's like a medium brown.
Yeah, medium brown. It's yeah. Slightly orange.
It looks like a brown ale.
Yeah,
it's you know medium transparency. You can still kind of see through it a little bit. It's not totally opaque.
Between a brown and a red,
I'd say it's got like a quarter inch of a head on it, like a in between like a white and a cream colored head. Mm-hmm. Good carbonation though. Level looks really good.
Looks mm-hmm. like you poured root beer in your cup.
A little more transparent than a lot of quads I usually get. Quads tend to be a little more opaque. I can mm-hmm. kind of see through the glass on this one.
Yeah, yeah, that's one thing I noticed about it wasn't totally opaque like most quads are. But I mean, you sound like you really like quads. I'm indifferent on them. There's some quads I love, and there's some quads I'm just meh.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, there's some that I absolutely adore, and then there's some I can't stand.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that goes with every style, though.
Sure.
I really would. I could say that about just about any style. So, what are we getting out of the aroma?
I'm getting it's funny that you say that these coffee cherries are supposed to taste like watermelon, because I'm getting a fruity, sweet, almost watermelon like aroma.
I'm getting a little very faint date on there too, and I'm probably the only reason I'm picking it out is because it says right on the bottle date. If it wasn't there, I don't know if I could pull it out, but knowing it's in the beer, it's definitely coming to the forefront for me.
Probably picked out that unfamiliar flavor and or aroma and stuck a tag on it.
Right.
I've done that plenty of times.
I'm getting like Steven said, a little bit of the fruitiness. Good breadiness kind of to it too, a little bit of a raisin character too. Yeah, dark fruit. Yeah.
That's what you get from most quads. You get a lot of dark fruit.
Right. Usually. Dark fruits, bread, a little bit of like a doughy kind of a bready texture to it. Dark fruits, raisins, too. Well, you know what? I think we've smelled and talked enough.
Yeah.
Let's
get to the drain port.
Drink this bitch.
Cheers. Ooh.
Wow.
This is going to sound very strange, but did that like go down and like coat the inside of your mouth and really like let you know it really lingered?
Oh, yes. So did.
It's lingering. It is. It's.
It had a very lingering mouthfeel and kind of a, like a. I don't want to say a burn because I don't think 10% is really all that much, but it really coated the inside of my mouth and it let me know it had some presence.
Mm-hmm. Slight burn, but a very very good thick mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I enjoy
most definitely. No, I do too. And it lets you know it has a presence. Mm-hmm. I'm getting more of the fruitiness, some dark fruits, raisin, obviously with your typical quad.
Almost a burnt sugar.
Yeah, definitely.
Candy sugar, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, this has good characteristics of a quad.
As a fan of quads, I'm actually really, really enjoying
this. Yeah, this is really good. I would buy this. This is really good.
Yeah. No, and then, like as we said, one of the hits so far for me is the mouthfeel, man. This feels great. Mm-hmm.
Great mouthfeel, and just the hit on the taste a little bit for me. Dark fruit. The date is coming out in the taste for me. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the plum characteristic that a lot of quads have.
Like most definitely.
That's pretty much the defining character for me for a good quad is if it has that good plum character up front. And then on the back end, you are getting that bready kind of yeasty taste. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if they used a traditional Belgian yeast to brew this, but you're definitely getting a kind of bready character on the end.
Oh, yeah. I definitely get like a real dough kind of taste, like a bready, but it's pleasant though. It works.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of flavors working.
You know, I'm
this
not getting
though? Really
I'm
like
not
that.
Getting any coffee or any cherry.
Oh no.
Okay, well that just means your palate sucks and you failed.
Yeah, there's no coffee present. I wonder why. But there's also no cherry. I wonder. I really want to go on BA and check out those reviews that. apparently people were saying, oh yeah, I get a bunch of coffee and cherry.
Well, it wasn't coffee straight up. People were saying tobacco, roasted coffee-ish flavor. And the one I saw more than any other was cherry. People
you know what's funny? I'm not saying I get it, but I can understand where somebody might get tobacco out of this.
Tobacco is a characteristic that you get out of a lot of quads and a lot of dark beers in general because it's a very roasted, a lot of roasted malts, you know, dark malts. And so, I mean, you can get tobacco out of a lot of beers, quads included. I can see why somebody might say cherries.
Absolutely.
If you add the word cherry on the label, which it is, if you add that together with the fruity flavors you're getting, somebody might word association go, okay, yeah, I'm getting cherries.
They might taste something different, but they might be like, okay, well, that's the fruit, and this is cherry, so that must be the cherry.
And cherries are a dark fruit.
Right. Yeah.
Typically, when you say dark fruits, you're obviously thinking of dates, plums, raisins, prunes, but cherries are a dark fruit. So, but yeah, I don't get cherries, but I get a lot of the characteristics that would make a very solid quad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think what also makes a very solid quad is something this beer has is complexity and layers.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Obviously, we've talked on the mouthfeel. Quickly, anything to add about the mouthfeel before we move on?
I don't think, and it's not that it's bad, but I don't think I'm as impressed with the mouthfeel as you guys are. It seems like a very standard mouthfeel for a beer like this. I mean, it's good, but I really love the flavor. That's where I'm.
I think the
sold on the flavor. It's so good.
The flavor it changes a lot. There's like you said earlier, Brad, a lot of layers to it.
Yep.
And like when it first hits my tongue, I get the dark fruit right up front, and like I said earlier, then the bready finish. But it's like it stays and it lingers, and you get to keep tasting it over and over.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like. The only knock I have on the mouthfeel is slight burn, but that's to be expected for a 10% beer.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. And we were talking about the last.
That's not really a knock. I like the burn.
Okay. Yeah, I think the last. Well, as long as the burn is pleasant and not harsh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And on one last note on the flavor too is obviously the breadiness. It's almost like a real kind of a sweet cake batter.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things. Like I just took a sip of it while you were talking, and it went down smooth, and it lingered with like a real kind of a sweet cake batter taste, and that's strange to think of. That, you know, you think dark fruits and sweet cake batter. You're like, how do you get better than that, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's a quad, and we don't drink a lot of quads on this show. I think it's a reflection of us personally. I don't drink a lot of quads in my personal life.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been interested in getting more into them, but I just haven't done that yet, so.
And I think that's what'll ultimately come out of this rotating Thursday beer review that we're doing, where we're rotating it between the three of us, is we're going to get some unique styles and some stuff you probably wouldn't pick up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, rating. You guys want to do one out of, between one, 1 through 5 or 1 through 10?
I'm going to be doing 1 through 10.
You guys do 1 through 10 usually, so that's I think that's fair to do. And I'll start it off since I brought the beer.
Sure.
For me, on this quad, I like the Reverend better still. It has more sweetness to it. I do like the maltiness in this one. I am right between 8.5 and 9, so I'm going 8.75.
Okay, that works.
I'm
I
giving
like how
it,
you did that out of 10 there.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to give it an 8.5. I think I gave my last one an 8.5 too, but this one is it's really, really good, but there's just certain things, you know, I'm kind of pulling back, so I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'm strictly going to go out of basing it off my experiences with other quads, mm-hmm. and not basing it off my experiences with other beers. Quads are obviously not my forte. I've had a lot of them. Not my go-to style, but I think that I am fully capable of judging a quad versus others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
Whereas I'd like Westy to me, like I said, was the class, it'd be a 10. I really like it. Mm-hmm. I think that New Belgium did a great job, and I think the thing that won me over with this one was layers.
Yes.
This beer had layers in spades, man. It was it started off dark fruits, some good breadiness, and finished with a really nice sweet cake battery doughiness, and it was just phenomenal. I think it was really nice.
I'm really glad you enjoyed it this time around.
You know what, dude? I don't know. I don't want everyone, like we always talk about, goes bad bottle.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it was what I was drinking. Maybe it was my frame of mind that mm-hmm. night. I wasn't a fan. And I was optimistic, though, that I would get another chance to crack at it and see if it was good. Because the Lips of Faith series normally is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a solid series.
Even if you don't like the beers, mm-hmm. it's typically a great attempt at said style.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't even lie, dude. Coca Mole is one of my all-time favorite beers. And that's against any other kind of beer. But yeah, no, very solid, very solid. So I mean, it was a good pick. I'm glad you brought this. So you guys got our rating. We have been having New Belgium Lips of the Faith series Cascara Quad. It's a quad brewed with dates and coffee cherries, and it's not coffee and cherries. Thanks, just Chris, for thanks, Chris, for bringing this one. It's been a treat.
You guys are more than welcome.
Awesome. So for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Pinterest, and Instagram. And send us your feedback. Go out and get Cascara Quad. Let us know what you think. So until we're back at you guys next week, I say cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.